Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we sure got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let's go. Hey.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Live from Minneapolis
Radio.
Okay. Guys, it's Monstrous Monday. It's Monstrous Radio Live. I'm DJ E Monster. You know what it is. Let's just go ahead and get into some new music. Fat Joe, Remy Ma, The Dream, and Vendetta. Heartbreak, Monstrous Radio. Go. Go. You know how we do it. We're going to turn it up a little bit. We're going to open up the line. Rock with it. Moment.
Lately, I can't help but to notice. Focus. That he don't acknowledge you. Nah, he don't be out with you. I get it. Where I'm from, we on that bush. Yeah, you know that bush. Real shit. I can't even lie to you. But you gotta walk for me. You said you got friends saving them all for me. I'm at a time, you know it gets hard for me. Gotta respond, the money keep calling me. You know it be calling me.
Now I can't feel my loving. Heartbreak 101. At least stay here in my arms until the song's done. They say nothing lasts forever, but forever's always wrong. Now we're in that moment where you wanna do anything but go home.
Girl, you get it, boy. I'm a city girl. Let's leave the country for a minute, yeah. Let's go pack up the bags now. Let's go to Tokyo. Let's go to Paris, yeah. Let's go to Rome. I'm so all insecure. I can't contain it now. His love good, but your love's the best. And it only gets better, so let's not forget. Ayy, want me out of my clothes and turn the lights down. I wanna give it to you, I'm talking right now. So you got a pillow, I need to bite down. I ain't ready to go, I'm spending nights now. You know, I know that you wanna give me your love, yeah. And I know, you know that I wanna give it back.
Now I can't feel my love, oh. Heartbreak 101. At least stay here in my arms until the song's done. This ain't nothing lasts forever.
you, baby.
That's Monsters why I'm Monday. Gonna
be with you, baby.
Radio will arrive. So, all right, check it out. Hey, we got the Monsters just starting to roll in around here. So, all right, let's go ahead and keep it moving. I got another warm-up track. And then we're going to go ahead and bring it back, open up the lines and see what's been going on over the weekend, see what y'all's doing. So, all right, check it out. Let me see. We're going to do this right here. Jay Bree from the Twin Cities. Wish I Was Single, Monsters Radio, live, DJ E Monster, and the Monster. Get in!
Oh, yeah. It's Jay Bree, baby. Been down this road before, ain't tryna hear that. Where you been and where you at? Cause you ain't called back. I'm out here working, baby, so you can fall back. You've been tripping, thinking I'm slipping. We know what that money do. These women, they so full. That's why I rock with you. Don't you play with me, babe. I don't see nobody. Girl, I just want your body. No, I don't need nobody. I'm so in love with you and loyal to. You don't see it. I wish I was single.
Wish I was.
I'm tired of the games that you play. I wish I was single.
Wish I was.
I'm so in love with you and loyal to. But you don't see it. I wish I was single.
Monstrous Radio on a Monstrous Monday. You know how we do it. We're trying to get the week started, hey, with some hot new music and some music you may have heard before. So, we had a great weekend this weekend hosting the Daryl Horner event for the people that did come out. We really had a great time. I think everybody enjoyed themselves. I think everybody would say the night was on a 10 that attended. So, all right, let's go ahead and check in with Miss Unbelievable, downtown. You know, she was a host that night, so you know how we do it. So what's good, Mama?
Hey, now it's all good. Back to the grind with the work, but it's all good.
I know, huh? Back at it. So, all right, so you know one of the things we do out here. First, we do a Monsters Radio Urban Weather Report. So, all right, go ahead and tell the people what city that you're in and what's the weather like today.
Well, people, Monstars and future Monstars and future Monster Radio listeners, it is a nice 74 and breezy in Minneapolis, Minnesota, with rain on the way, but sitting nice with fall-like weather, with fall on the way. With our hoodies and sweatshirts and all that coming through. Loving it. Raise them windows. Let the breeze come through.
Right, right. Now, it would really be nice if I had some Zodiac stuff to tell y'all about for the people of today, but I really don't give a damn. I'm an Aries, so I don't need to read nobody else's Zodiac. All right, we're going to keep it moving. All right, so hey, let's talk about the weekend. The Dale Hunter event. I mean, what would you say about the event this weekend that went down at the Underground?
Oh my goodness, I think it was awesome. All the entertainment was just on point. He was hilarious. I need him to do round 2, 3, and 4. Like, oh my gosh, he just was just awesome. He was just funny. Like, I wasn't expecting that. Like, I just wasn't expecting him to be that funny. I was just expecting to see mediocre.
Right.
Oh, you know. But oh my goodness, my stomach hurt. I was crying because of laughter. And he was controversial, but right on point with everything. He was name calling. He was engaging in the crowd. And I mean, he just went for it. And hands down, can hang with any comedian in the game right now to me. So, loved it. Cool guy.
Right.
Very personable. Just someone that you can, like, kick it with on a daily, like, for real. And so, I would love to see him again. I would love to, like, headline him with some other comedians and some other music. Like, he has to do a round two, like. And I think it'll be an awesome time for a round two. He got to come do it again. Just got to. Awesome. Awesome time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it definitely was a live night at the Underground. Big shout out to the bartender and everybody else that attended. Big shout out to CJ for getting us involved in it. But I definitely was surprised. Like you said, you know, I mean, I expected him to be, you know, okay, funny. Okay, you know how it is. People keep it 100. It'd be like some hometown people be like, okay, they're going to be okay funny. Yeah, I might get some chuckles, but we probably going to be doing a lot of sipping. But no, this dude was actually funny. I mean, there was a point where people were talking, and then it got like a total silence because everybody was trying to hear what he was going to say next. So, yeah. And, no, we're going to talk about that coming up a little bit later. We're going to wait to get to that part a little bit later, what he said about us up there.
Nobody was off limits, which was amazing. Nobody was off limits, which was hilarious. Nobody. And you had to be an adult to enjoy his punchlines and his set. Like, you couldn't be, like, weak. You just had to just be there. Like, for real. You just had to be there and enjoying it. So, man.
Right. Yeah. Because he did push the edge a couple times, boy. He went right to it. He got a couple. But, hey, he did not step off his pivot foot. He stayed on point. And he came with it. He definitely came with it. We definitely got to do a round two. I'm definitely disappointed we didn't have the cameras running. That was definitely good. Even like before, like, the opening performance, Graffiti, he got it in. He got the crowd really amped, I think, for the performance. I think they was even so amped. What was the part when somebody was looking for the bartender? Someone said, where's the bartender? What, the whole bar, what did they start singing? You remember?
Where's the bartender? So, hey, I'm looking for a weekend. So we started singing. And, you know, I ain't got no sense. So I'm the host. I'm amping it up even more. You know, so they sing, the crowd singing. I'm singing back. They singing back. So it was just like getting the whole place ready. It was something that the electricity in the air was just like, let's go. Like, and I don't care. Y'all missed a great show. If you wasn't there, you missed a great show because the energy was good. Everybody was just ready to just be there to hear good comedy. It was something new, different. Like we were saying all through the posting, y'all ready for something new? Y'all ready for something different? And trust me, we delivered something different the other night.
Right. And we definitely got a lot more events coming up. I am going to slap in two more tracks, and when we come back, we're going to get into our who's fucking who and who's getting fat, also known as the entertainment news. I ain't got much, but I hope you got some entertainment news. Unbelievable. Dun, 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 dun. Man, I got to get that music for you. I swear. All right, let's go ahead and do these little breathers. Let's go ahead and do these breathers right quick, and then we're going to come back. We're going to do our entertainment news and open up the line. So, all right, rock with us. Monstrous Radio on a Monstrous Monday. Here's some new music by Juicy J and Chris Brown and Quavo. It's called Leaning. We live, y'all. That's right. We live.
Sippin' on some scissor. Sippin' on some scissor. Pour it on up, it's going down.
DJ, I'm throwing money to their clothes. Seen them all, see me ball. Pour it all, drink it all. Got that blower in the car, just in case it go that far. Roll up, pull up, what's the hold up? Hold up, I be slowed up, dozed off, off that slow stuff. Woke up, I give no flow bucks, better than Nova. So what, that be chose up, feed her, me no cold cut. So up, I be wrapping up them M's. Blowing strong like the weed in the gym. Still sipping that scissor. I've been balling like arenas and them. Too freaky for me. If she ain't bad, told her don't bring her with them. I let her spend the night. If my girl with it, we can never with them.
I put the syrup in my double cup. Chopping screws, honey on the way.
Quavo, drop the top, told your get in. She gon' do what I say so. She gon' do what I say so. I told her count up the pesos. Yeah, came from putting bricks in the cars like Mako. I don't get tired when I'm whipping pies. Hit 'em with that circumcised. Choppers in my archive. Came from serving the fiends on me. Now I'm in the coupe with the wings on me. Now I'm just looking for somebody lean on me. I advise you to pay up. Cut them off on the way up. I'm on the board like a layup. On your face more than makeup. Bet I beat you to the paper. I bet it. Cup filled with the Lakers. Filled with the Lakers. Bow, bow. I demolish your haters.
I put the syrup in my double cup. Chopping screws. Body on the way.
Monstrous Radio. Up next, I got some Kay Allen, Dre Highway, and Nate. Is it Million? I can't say his name. Song's called Take You Home, Minnesota Music.
This is the Legion.
And I don't even know your name. I don't need a girl, I'm so far gone. But I can't wait to take you home.
Told the girl that she's welcome to my mattress. Let me stretch it out, Mr. Fantastic. Eight shots deep, seeing double, I'm in trouble. So focused on the booty, wanna pop it like a bubble. Like that, don't even know her name, does it even matter? She's all up in my ear, can I reach a bladder? Of course I can, when I'm faded, I ain't got no worries. Snapchatting with her, I don't wanna see the story.
call an Uber, I've been waiting for this all night. She started twerking on my niggas like, alright. Gator driving 620s, don't look back. About to go G84, Randy Moss is back. Fresh Prince, I let her sit on my throne. She started talking about relationships, you gotta go home. What? Top shelf, that's a lot of Patron. If you're catching any feelings, I just leave you alone. I let her know like,
I don't even know your name. I don't need a girl, I'm so far gone. But I can't wait.
To me, Casa, I don't know your name, but to me it don't matter. Rap, rap, round of applause. The way that booty moving, she missing it with the sauce. Seen her on the pole, okay, Cedar, Thunder. Made it rain on her, then go holler than a sauna. Got a white one, got a black one, the other one, the Cubana. Got tens all around and I count on them like a dollar. We was lit in every city, bar, club. Ain't even Tuesday and it still it be going up. Only two more shots and two more bottles. Slim waist, pretty face, and she ain't even a model. When I get her to the crib, I'm watching the head bobble. New alert on my phone, I'm guessing she wanna follow. Make it that one more time, I don't know her name. I just know she fine, I'm gone. Hey.
And I don't even know your name. Girl, I'm so far gone, but I can't wait to take you home.
Catch your name, girl.
What's your name?
It don't matter cause I know you are the same girl. That bitch there, she went and broke my heart. So why you mad at me when I'm just trying to play the game, girl? Oh my God, you like to play like you innocent. But I know you got bills, you do it all for your benefits. Said I know you got bills, you do it all for the Benjamins. And I see the way you working, but that's none of my business. I'm trying to take you home.
I'm trying to take you home.
You were too drunk to drive. I pulled up in the Beamer, hop in the passenger side.
Let go.
Know you say you bout it, we gon' find out tonight. Know you came with your girls, but they ain't ready to go. We'll take it back to the flow. You just young and living life, you do it all for the thrill. I know it's hard to leave a club if you ain't leaving with meals, huh?
And I don't even know your name. I don't need a girl, I'm so far gone. But I can't wait to take you home.
Yeah, Kay Allen, Monsters Radio. If you remember, he did a movie. He did an interview with us right here on Monsters Radio Live. Just go to blogtalkradio.com/Monsters Radio. Look up the Kay Allen interview, and you'll find all the information about him. It is available 365, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And don't forget, tomorrow night we got Lil Flip. That's right. He's coming back. Talk to us about some things he's got going on coming up that's new. I don't want to be the one to tell you. I'm going to let him tell y'all tomorrow some big things, so make sure you tune in tomorrow. Take Over Tuesday with Lil Flip. He's coming in tomorrow to drop some new info on y'all. Remember, we did an interview with him before, but he's keeping us connected and letting us know what's going on. So it's unbelievable. Let's go ahead and get into this entertainment news. Now, it sounds like you might have had a little something-something. I think you might have had a little something-something. Did you have some who's bumping who and who's getting fact for us tonight?
Well, you know, it's maybe a little old, but we never talked about it. So I'm going to just bring it up. About Bobby V and his love for the transgender.
Ooh.
And how he keep getting caught. And how he be running away and how there's videos and how more people is coming out saying, boo-boo, he likes the transits. So, and you know, he's not the first entertainer who loved the transit. Remember, Eddie Murphy got caught up, too, back in the day. So, even though, you know, love the world and we're prevalent today, how do you think that looks for him when all the women just like, what about us?
Well, I mean, I don't know what to say. I know he needs to slow down, but I don't think the ladies can really. Be upset.
You think they can't? They can't be upset.
No, ladies, you can't be upset. Why? He already said he was a transgender. At least he looked like a lady. At least he look like a lady. I'm just saying, he may not want you.
Don't make it right.
Kind of look like you. Want to look like your country cousin. But I don't know. When I first heard about, what was it? There's another dude that got caught up in the thing. You know, I don't really want to be, but I guess we don't know who's bumping who and who's getting fat. That's what we're doing. I ain't scared of nobody.
That's right.
But what's the name? Migos, Quavo, I don't know which one. One of them dudes from Migos got caught up. I think the transvestite, I don't know what to call it. What? How do you say it?
Transgenders, transvestites. Transgenders.
Okay, transgenders. Okay, I think that might be the politically correct way to say it today. Transgenders. We used to call them he, she's in the back in the day, but transgenders.
Yes.
I mean, everybody be on that lane. I mean, do they be lit? I mean, do they be drunk and they just can't tell? I don't know, but, you know, homeboy was, I guess, in a hotel. And the transgender took a picture of him knocked the hell out of sleep.
Right.
And I think this happened more than once. So, I mean, are they drunk and just can't tell? I mean, get home and it just so happened to be a bag of peanuts? Or, I mean, I don't know. I don't know.
Okay, so let's keep it real. Y'all don't tell me y'all don't do the grab test now to make sure that what's down there, I don't care how good you tuck it, you can feel if it's got something in between.
Whoa.
Or if it's just a set of lips. Come on now.
I don't think nobody's going to want us to play our music after this conversation. But I got a story I can tell y'all. I don't know if I should tell y'all now if it's too soon. I don't know if I should wait. But I guess apparently they've been able to tuck very, very well. And I'll be honest, I mean, in today's age, I mean, what do? Just walk up to a lady, hey, I want to see if you're real or not. Yank, she's probably going to uppercut left, right, X, Y, triangle, square on your ass. Get it? I'm just saying.
No, I'm saying when you get in that. No, babe. I'm talking about when you in the bed and you know what I'm saying. You in the room or you in the car and there's stuff going on. Come on now. You ain't just telling me that stuff ain't going on in the car before you hit that hotel. It's going down before you get there. So you feeling and you groping and trust and believe. You doing stuff before you get to that hotel. So they know what's down there before they get there.
Yeah, I feel you on that. Yeah, at some point you're going to have to rub to see if it's ready or, you know what I mean? At some point you're going to have to touch down there, yeah, and figure it out. Oh, man.
It's science.
I'm about to tell the,
come on. Tell the story. Tell the story. Don't be no pause. Tell the story. Come on. Tell the story there, E. Monster. Be monsterous tonight. Roar with it. Be monster. Come on.
Okay.
Be monsterous.
Okay. I'm going to tell this story. Should I play the song first? I'm just going to the story.
Just go on to the store. They'll play the song afterwards. You know, get them ready.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, and we got somebody that tuned in and pressed one. I hope you're ready. Okay, so this is the story. Maybe, should we bring them in first? I'm just dodging the hell out of this story.
No, because you will get distracted.
Okay.
You will get distracted when they talk. So now, tell the story. Then we'll bring them in. Then play the music. Come on now. Be monstrous. Say it with your chest. Come on. Be monstrous.
Okay.
Come on.
Okay. We ain't scared of nobody. Right?
Come on.
Okay.
We ain't scared of nobody.
What you said? See, I heard that. That was wrong. That was wrong. Richard Bird said. Anyway.
Come on, pump it up.
Okay, this is a story. Let me drink my water.
Okay, here we go. All right, now, if anybody knows, I used to play semi-pro football. It is what it is. Played in a few championships, national championships where we hit the road. There was a time when we played in Boston. And at the time that we played in Boston, actually, the Vikings was playing the Patriots the same weekend. So, all right, so after our championship game, we went, we was winning at halftime, and somehow we don't let it slip away, and we lost. So we go to the bar, we was drinking, we was kicking it. So now some people at some point figured out we play football, but they thought we played for the Vikings. So they announced over the air, the Vikings are here. They wave us down, put the light on us, everything. We like, what? So, you know, it is what it is. So the fellas start getting all kinds of love, everything. People trying to talk to us, everything. So make a long story short, one of our defensive ends, he's really enjoying the night. He's living it up. So there's this big tall chick. Oh, my goodness. We all was like, what? This big tall chick. You know, and she levitated towards him, and they was having a good time. You know what I mean? Now it's time. Our shuttle was coming to get us. It's time to go back to the hotel, blah, blah, blah. People's choosing up, doing what they do. Now, at this time, the tall lady takes her leg and kicks it in the air. You know, like how the showgirls do, Miss Unbelievable. You know, dun, 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 dun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they kick their leg
mm-hmm.
in the air.
I got you.
Okay.
Yes.
So she does that. She does that. Wham! Kicks it and lands it on his shoulder. Now, she's standing directly in front. She's down there vertical. Or her leg all the way up in the air on top of his shoulder. I guess trying to tell him what's going to happen later. It is what it is. So she drops her leg down. I think somebody starts fighting or something. Everybody gets the joint. Well, anyway, before we get to the shuttle, one guy comes up and said, how was the dance? My homie said, the defensive lineman is like, what you mean? It's good. What you talking about? You know, he got proud real quick. Like, what? Dude chuckled, walked off. We all looked at each other like, what the fuck was that all about, right? Another dude walks by, looks at him and laughs. Get in? And we like, hold up, bro, what's going on? Then the third dude comes up and says, how did them nuts still on your chest? That's the exact reaction we get. Awkward, like, what? And he was
what?
Like, you didn't know? That's the man. He was like, wait, what? Oh, we chuckled our ass off. Oh, my goodness. So apparently, they can chuck very, very well because she kicked that leg up, and I don't know. Maybe he was too drunk to tell. Maybe he thought that was her fingers rubbing on his collarbone. I don't know. But at the end of the day, yeah, that's what happened. I bet you to this day he ain't going to tell nobody that story. But I tell it every time. So, apparently they can hide it. So let's go over here and check on the lines right quick before they hang out and be like, oh, he nasty. 622-2500, you heard that bing in your ear. Who we got on Monstrous Monday? Hello.
E-Monster! hey, what's up, what's crack-a-lacking, bro? What's good in the hood, man? We were sensing that on the delivery.
So what's good?
What's up with you?
So what's good? Nothing much. This Monsters Monday thing.
Well, I had my fiance over at our house yesterday and on Saturday, and this coming weekend I have my our state tournament for our bocce ball. It's up in Woodbury. So if you want to come, I would like for you to. I don't know. I'm asking everyone to if they want to. I'll PM you for that.
Oh, okay.
If you want.
Okay.
I don't know if you want to come or not.
I'm just
for
asking
the everyone.
I
got
time.
Yeah,
right,
it's
right.
I don't know. Okay. I have to let you know about what time. I'll have to ask my bocce ball coach tomorrow after we're done practicing with him, because then he'll let us know what times that we do. But I think that on the website it shows that I'm doing two of my singles on Saturday. It's certain times like that. one at 3 o'clock or something, and another one at a different time, I think. But I'll know more tomorrow after I find out with my coach. But and then I'll let you guys know more about it after I'm done. So I'll keep you all posted.
Wonderful.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
Yeah, I hope you guys can come. But
okay, so how long have you been doing that?
I did it. I've been doing it for, well, this year is my, well, I did it last year, and it's my second year of bocce ball.
But you've been doing special lifts for about.
But I've been doing special lifts for 12 years, longer than doing this bocce ball stuff.
Oh, okay.
And,
nice.
Yeah, and I usually do, mostly before I was doing basketball, but then I got hurt last year. And so that's why I haven't been able to work much, was because my shoulder and stuff was from when I got hurt in basketball last year.
By the way, you're going to the weekend.
And I'm also going to the weekend concert on September 24th, the weekend. You know what I'm talking about.
What day?
The weekend. I said the weekend with Gucci Mane and Nave.
Okay.
I'm going to his concert on September 24th with my PCA Karen. Yes.
Oh, okay.
What do you think? Do you like the weekend?
At Christmas Eve.
Do you like?
I only usually listen to his music on a Wednesday, so I kind of call him a weekday. I don't really listen to him on the weekend. Somebody got it. But yeah, I like his music. It's different.
Yeah, but I'm seeing him on the September 24th with him and Gucci Mane at the Excel Center on the September 24th. It's on a Sunday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it starts at
7:30,
I think, at night. Huh?
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's what's up. No, I'm just enjoying that. You know, you're about to go see them. I know you say you like the weekend, so, happy that you're going to go see them.
Yeah, I'm excited. I like their songs, but Karen says she doesn't like their. She told me she doesn't like much of their lyrics of what they say. Yeah, a couple of their songs, they say the N-words and the other ones. And
I just can't really see Karen reciting some Gucci Mane.
This is her first time going to a concert with me of the weekend, so she says her first rap concert.
No,
or a rap R&B concert. A big rap concert,
okay.
Yeah, and then in October I'm going to Alan Jackson at the Target Center, and I got VIP with my aunt. So we have VIP tickets to that.
Okay.
Do you like
I'm
country
not for
music?
Sure who that is.
Yeah. Huh?
That's country music.
Only one is good.
Yeah, Alan Jackson is country. Yeah. I don't know if you guys, like country music. Yeah.
I do know.
Huh?
Name one of his songs.
Oh, I don't. I know he was country. I don't know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I know he's country. He's been out for years. He's not new. He's been out for years. Yes.
Yeah, he's kind
What's
of
the name?
Older.
Say
kind
the
of
name one more time.
But
Alan Jackson.
Say name again. Alan Jackson. No, is he related to Michael?
Alan Jackson.
Michael and Tito.
Oh. I'm for real. He's not a Jackson. Not Jim Jackson. But he looked like Michael Jackson, though. You know, Michael Jackson's new look, not the old one.
Stop! You guys are hating on Alan Jackson already.
Hold up. I'm going to take a breather.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to come back. Check it out. This is Young Bull and Kristen St. Clair. It's called Voicemail.
I'm running away, I'm running away. Lord knows I don't need ya. The sun in my face. Pack my pockets full of reefer. And now that I'm free, free up on my feet. You give me headaches, so I got some medicine. I light it up like a medicine. We wasn't working no more, it was evident. I'm feeling better, I'm telling you, babe. Everything straight, I got some cheddar today. I blew a bag, put the rest in the sand. I hit the scene and I bet you that's it.
Young Bull and Kristen Sinclair called Voicemail. Monstrous Monday. Sometimes you hear some music you ain't never heard before. So it's unbelievable. You know, I made a lot of new friends from Daryl Horner. And apparently, let's go ahead and get into the things that he said, some of the things that he said that night. I made some new friends, and you know, when people send me friends invites on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, or whatever, I always ask them, how did you find me? I didn't even have to say it. This person had already put out there. It was on the comment that Daryl Horner said about me. It is what it is, and don't laugh over there, Monstrous fan. Don't laugh. you want to put out there and tell the people what he actually said about DJ Imanta. In the middle of his set, he was doing his thing. He just turned around and said to the whole crowd that what?
Oh, what was it? Star Common? What did it say? I know it had something to do with Common. A hungry Common.
Yep, he said, I look
you like an unfair Common.
Somebody has Star Common.
You start. Oh, yeah, you start Common, and I look like a what was it? You look like a Star Common, and I was a half cute Monique or something.
That's why you can't get it. That's why you can't get it. You try to beat everything to it. But yeah, he said a slightly cuter Monique. He said, and we got the slightly cuter Monique.
Oh yeah. Oh. But E, check this out.
Yeah.
E, check this out. So, you know, me and him, you know, became Facebook friends, right? And remember he was talking about the lady getting beat and all that and different things like that. How about the roommate that stayed with him? I know that a comedian. So it just became funnier to me because I'm wondering if the comedian that he was talking about was the one beating up his girlfriend. I'm just saying. And how he became the snitch on the block. So I'm just laughing even more now because I'm like, the insight of the insight of the insight. Hilarious.
Right. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, some of them jokes, if you're from the North Side, you was really going to love his performance, his whole set on Saturday night. Like you said, we got to get him to come out another night. We really do.
We do.
I really enjoyed that. We really got to get him to come out another night. We're going to have to do it bigger than what we did it. Also, big shout-out to Flawless. The young upcoming artist by the name of Flawless came out. Her and AP, they actually did a set that was really nice as well. You dig? People stayed around to the end.
Yeah.
We had a great night. We got people laughed at each other. People laughed at us. We laughed at y'all. It was a really, really, really good night. I'm glad to see the people that actually showed up, came out and showed their support for Monsters Radio. The Monster CJ E Monster and CJ and Daryl Horner. So we are getting close to the end of the show. So hey, I know there was some more entertainment news. Did y'all hear about? Now I can't remember her name. All I know is she sounded like a rapper from Chicago. I ain't gonna do that. I have somebody from Chicago beat me up. She sounded like a hood rapper. That's all I'm gonna say. She's not gonna rap from the hood. What's her name? Shonda Rhimes. Is that her name? The lady who used to write sitcoms and stuff like that for ABC, and now she's going to rap.
Uh-huh.
Y'all heard about that?
No.
Did I say her name right?
Shonda Rhimes. Yes.
Yeah, there we go. I told you she sounded like a rapper. I swear she sounded like a rapper. From right down the street. Apparently, you know, she left ABC. She's going over to Netflix. Apparently, there's a lot of other big writers that went over there. So I guess apparently if you got Netflix, get ready. I'm about to turn up. Y'all about to see some nipples and all kinds of things like that because I hear Shonda Rhimes, she's like the queen of writing some sexy sitcoms and things like that. So hopefully. I don't have Netflix. Do y'all have Netflix? I don't have Netflix.
I do. So if you want my password, let me know. Yes.
Yeah, I have Netflix also.
Okay. I don't have Netflix. It is what it is.
We said if you need our password, let us know. Send it on.
Oh, you're funny.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell. I want to tell y'all what I thought it was at first.
Funny,
but I'm just gonna be nice. Is there anything else in the entertainment news that needs to be put out there?
Well, you know, I'm gonna keep it light, but I want to talk about, you know, what's happening in Virginia. You know, just keep the hate down. The violence shouldn't have had, you know, come. You should love us with all colors. So that's some entertainment news and how our president, you know, didn't really speak on it until his wife said something. And then he came back today and say something. So I'm going to give it up to his wife, you know, who put it out there that it was wrong. So good looking out, Ms. Trump.
Yeah, even what he said today.
Even what he said today, cover it, because he had that whole thing about, what did he say? He said something about all different kinds of something. He still had to put that, all different kinds of hatred. And, you know, all kinds of hate groups. And you know that those right people, they think that Black Lives Matter is a hate group. So you know darn well he was talking to his base. Still talking to his base.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
He was.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Even that statement today was not, you know, that was carefully crafted.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't like Donald Trump as our president, but we have to. I've never liked Republicans as a president, but
sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. I just get a little bit passionate when they start talking about. I'll leave now and let Angela talk.
Right. Hey, it's all good. That's why she let it win. We're gonna go a little light with it, because we already know we could touch that and it could just kaboom turn into a whole another show. So we appreciate the comment though. Seriously, we do.
All right, let's see.
I'm trying to see what else was in some entertainment news that I've seen today. Oh yeah. Here's one for the people out there who's gonna catch that. What is it, Mayweather and what's the other guy's name? Connor. Somebody. He's fighting somebody. Mayweather fighting somebody. Coming up here real soon, I guess. In a practice, I guess there's another guy who's a boxer who's supposed to be really good or whatnot. I guess he knocked the boxer down in practice, but everybody's getting real hyped about it and saying that this guy might actually have a chance to beat Mayweather. The part that's so funny to me is I thought that's why they put him in the ring, because they thought he had a chance. Nobody thought he had a chance till now? Oh, wow. I hate to be you. I'm just saying. How are they going to say, oh, now he might have a chance? Really? You didn't have a chance when he signed him up, so you just knew he was going to get beat up. You just signed people to get beat up? I mean, for real. And they talking about putting it in the movies. They talking about not putting it on pay-per-view. They talking about putting it in the movies. Y'all heard about that?
Wow.
Like,
oh, no.
No.
Yeah, they talking about making, well, you got to go to the movie theater to see it. Like, what?
Oh, please. That's Vegas money.
Huh?
That's Vegas money. You know, Mayweather owned Vegas.
Oh. Or at least one of the strips. I'm just saying. He got enough for it.
Oh, he owned that spread. So, you know.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think that's another thing that's racially divided. I'm going to keep it 100. I hate to go there because we just talked about it, but that's another thing that's racially divided. Let's keep it real. All the inner cities got Mayweather. All the outer cities got Connor, whatever his name is. It is what it is. I just want to see a good fight on YouTube after, because I can't afford to go see it ahead of time. I'm just going to keep it 100. I can't afford no pay-per-view. I can't pay to sit in theater preview. I can't even pay for the trailer. I'm just saying. It is what it is. It's broke around here. So, all right, let's see. Anything else to draw?
I got one more.
Entertainment news?
Okay, I got one more. So you know how they was on Tiger Woods about his DUI, driving under the influence, and they said it wasn't alcohol. Well, they come to find out it was marijuana in his system. Ooh. So we have another weed smoker. Hey!
Tiger Woods. Tiger over there smoking.
Tiger
the
Woods.
Woods. Okay.
I tapped into the fresh air. Yeah.
Okay.
That's funny. I'm laughing because that's the song I got set up to come up next. It is what it is.
It was meant to be.
Yep. So, all right, as I said over here, choking on my water, let's go ahead and do some shout outs. We'll start with you. Monster Fan, you got any shout outs you want to do?
I hope that you guys have a good weekend and that you guys have a good weekend, and hopefully you guys can come to my state tournament. I'll let you guys keep you guys posted about that for tomorrow. And
okay.
Yeah, I like talking on your radio station because it seems like I can only do it on Mondays, so.
Oh, right.
Or I can do
right,
it on.
Yeah.
Because you have me on and do it on only on, I think, Mondays, and I don't think any other day except for Mondays. So.
But, no, you'll be good on a Friday. You'll be all right on a Friday. It's pretty relaxed on Friday.
Oh, so I can also be on it again on this coming Friday then, too?
Yeah, if you want to. It's pretty relaxed on Friday. We just talk about the
weekend,
what's going on. You know, you can remind us about the remind us about your event. And stuff like that. Yeah. I really want to. Now, I can't guarantee it now. I'm going to tell you. I cannot guarantee it because I hate to tell you this, but the life of a monster can change at any given moment. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I really would like to show up to your event and actually get a little bit of recording of you if I could. No. I just want to come out and support you and just show that Monsters Radio is out there supporting you in the Special Olympics. So I really would like to make sure I get the information. I can't guarantee it now. I can't guarantee it. But I really would like to try to make it up to your event coming this weekend.
Yeah. Thank you guys for supporting me, and I'll talk to you guys on Friday.
Okay.
Unbelievable is going to be there, but I'll talk to you guys Friday.
Right. Okay.
I'll do my best.
Yep.
All right. We'll talk soon.
Yeah, hopefully you can.
All right. It's unbelievable.
Okay.
All right. You got some shout-outs for us?
Shout-out to, the Monstars. Shout-out to E-Monster, Monsters Radio. Shout-out to my family, my kids. Shout-out to the people in Virginia. Let love and peace rest in you guys' backyards and your home. Love and peace just here for the death of the slain people that are still being killed on the streets of Minneapolis, Minnesota, and the Twin Cities and St. Paul area. And just, peace on earth to reign just. And then prayers for the president, prayers for those who need it, and all the things that's going on in the world. Let it just have just a peaceful atmosphere and respect and honor.
Okay. And I'm just going to say two things, and I'm just going to jump piggyback on what she said. I know a lot of y'all are going to snicker and do what y'all do. I'm going to do one for you too, but a prayer for our president. For real. Please put in a prayer for our president that he do the right thing at all times. He's not just speaking for himself. Mm-hmm. Prayers for him. And on that note, we just going to say, we know somewhere in the Twin Cities, even though it's a Monday night, it's lit somewhere. Y'all can go out and kick it as an open mic. There's something going on somewhere, a big event here in the Twin Cities. If you go out, you can drive. Not because I'm trying to be in your business. I need your ass for the ratings tomorrow when we interview Lil Flip right here on Takeover Tuesday. So, all right, this is Future. It's called Fresh Air. Then we was talking about it. That's what we're going to do on our way up out of here. Puff, puff, pan. Yeah.
I got mine. You got yours. We live, y'all.
Right out.
Pass me that.
Good luck with that.
Soon's come first, lights have out you. Never broke place up, don't forget y'all had that. Feel like Janet Jackson said it's all for you. Never chop, put a navigation when I'm looking for I'll be right back, I'm on autopilot for the week. Make you mad. Tell me where the safety at. Yeah. Tell me where the security at. Moving up the bigger paper, man. Tell me, is it impossible to do these drugs and fall in love? Mm-hmm. At the backyard looking sexy. Straight shot, Cardi, not child.